Good evening and welcome. My name is Patrick Warnica. In our prior podcast, we spoke about intuition and gut instinct, how important it is to you and your business. Hopefully, you will understand how important your intuition and gut instinct is because, as you know, when you're running your business, you have to make decisions that no one else can be responsible for. So in this podcast, I'd like to talk about the next item, which is pricing. And I don't want to talk about specific price points, but I want to talk about the theory and the process behind how you price things out. Once you have that down, or once you have that theory in your head, it'll be much easier for you to price things out because you will have something actually to refer back to versus just the actual numbers that somebody else gave you. Now, in pricing, if anyone ever tells you how easy it is to price things, they're lying, okay? So just run away from that person because it is not easy. People in every size company have a lot of trouble figuring out the price points for their product or their service. And it's interesting because services are almost more difficult than products because it doesn't have a set amount of raw resources to build. And like ours, yay, we have the best of both. We have raw material in our cameras and our equipment, and we have the photo prints themselves, but then it's also a service. If you don't treat your clients properly or in the way they want to be treated, it doesn't matter how nice your albums are or how nice your camera is, they're not going to buy your service. So you also have to be personable and very, very professional, and you have to deal with them both basically on the service and product side. So let's get started. With pricing, basically there are some pricing strategies. Let me go over them quickly for you. There's premium pricing, there's penetration pricing, there's economy pricing, there's price skimming, which I will get to, especially regarding the part-time shooters out there. I think price skimming is something everyone is overlooking, but something that could be just perfect for your type of business. There's psychological pricing, and there's product line pricing. Some of these apply to our business and others don't. So let's first talk about what factors go into your actual price. Once you know these factors, anybody in any city, in any town, can apply this to their own business. So here's how I broke it down for photographers. First part is, in your price, you build in the value of your experience level. How long you've been shooting, the quality of your work, all that matters. And so that's the first part. If you want to write these down, it's great. It's very helpful. Next part is style. Style is hard to define. It's hard to price out, but it is a value. You have to understand all of these are values that you are bringing to the table for your client. You can't discount what you do. You have to understand if you know, I'm assuming that you shoot quality photos, you understand at least how to take care of your clients, and you end up with quality prints. That said, you cannot discount your style. Next is the service extras. The fact that you make extra meetings. If you're a wedding photographer, the meetings, the extra phone calls, all the emails. I don't shoot weddings, but speaking with the other wedding photographers, and there's some great ones out there, they can tell you how many extra meetings go into the pricing of their shoot. And in other words, it's not just the few hours that you are there or few, meaning 8 hours or 10 hours that you are at the shoot, but it's all the extra meetings that you're driving to and you're setting up for and you're getting ready for. So don't forget to count that in. Your ability to meet deadlines. When you're running a business, you have to make sure that you portray to the client that you can deliver what they need when they need it. That's the bottom line. That's what everybody wants. And sometimes it is overlooked, but it's very important. The quality of the delivered goods, the albums that you choose, the paper stock that you use for your photo prints, the books, if it's a 5x5 or a 10x10, all this matters. If you're doing collages, don't discount that. These are all valuable items that go into the equation of how you're going to price things out. Also, the price of your raw goods, meaning your camera, your lights, the backdrops, the stand for your backdrops, the place in your house or your studio that you use for your studio. You have to make sure you factor all of that in. Don't forget, when I'm shooting, I factor into each and every shoot a new compact flash card, a new backdrop, usually paper. So it's $65 or $45 or whichever, but new paper. I also try to factor in your drive time, your setup, editing. If you're using your computer, that's wear and tear on your computer, the software that you're using. I don't mean to get in my head of myself, but some are indirect and some are direct costs involved. So obviously the camera, the lights, the backdrop, the compact flash card, the computer, those are direct costs involved. But you also have to make sure that you're calculating. Sometimes it's the outfit that you have to wear to certain events. It's the drive time to get there. It's the setting up. It's the tearing down. All of that factors in. So don't discount that in your mind when you're thinking of, oh, well, the price of doing a shoot is just the price of printing it out onto photo paper. That is not right. That is not going to help your business at all. Now, if we quickly look back, you have experience level, style, and the quality of the raw goods. That's more of the artist side. The quality of the delivered goods, the ability to meet the deadlines, the service, the extras, the meetings, the phone calls, the emails, that's all part of the business side. So when you're looking at it, you can't say, oh, I'm an artist, I'm not going to charge a lot. If you're going to run a business, you need to understand that, obviously, from that list, at least 50% of it is on the business side than on the just pure, I'm doing this for art's sake side. Okay, so this is my main point, because I see it in the forums all the time. People are always asking me these questions, and I want to make sure you do it right. And let me clarify, by right, what I mean is a lot of us have made these mistakes, and if we can save somebody else some time so they do not have to try and basically reinvent the wheel, your business will be that much better off. So I'm not saying this that, gee, I knew this going in. These are things that I have learned along the way and that I share with my clients. First thing I want to talk about is that one method of costing out a price. And I want to show how it really doesn't work for photographers. But initially, a lot of photographers will try and set that up. Meaning, the short version is, well, my prints cost me this much, and it cost me this much for time, so I'm going to just double that amount, and that's what I'm going to charge. And that's not the way to go, and I'll show you why. Okay, so let's say you have an indirect cost, $5,000. Those are all the insurance, camera equipment, publications, and your licenses. All of that stuff combined, okay? So let's say it's $5,000, which is really low, but that's your indirect cost, okay? So you take your indirect cost and you say, well, I'm going to shoot 100 times this year. If you take your $5,000 and you divide that by the 100, you're going to come out with $50, okay? So $50, you have to add $50 onto the cost of each shoot. And that's just paying for your indirect costs. Now, let's say you want to make $20,000 a year, okay, in your living, okay. You want to add to your income, or you want to this is your only income. But so let's say it's $20,000, okay. Now, let's talk about travel time and just odd expenses, and the rolls of paper and the CF cards. Okay, so that's another $25,000. Okay, so $25,000 plus $5,000 for your indirect costs. That's your direct and indirect. That's $30,000. If you take your $30,000 and you divide it by 100 shoots in a year, okay? Because if that's one day to find the shoot, one day to shoot it, and one day to edit, that's 300 days. Because you can't shoot every single day. So what that comes out to is that's $300 per shoot. And this is the spot that I think most people miss. And that is, when you're doing this calculation, you're basing it on, if I book a shoot, I will get this amount of money, X amount. But if you book it with a low sitting fee that does not cover your cost, you don't know what you're going to get on the backside when they order, okay? Because A, they leave your studio. They may talk to a friend. They may see a different advertisement. They may change their mind. Or they may get a flat tire or need a muffler change. All of a sudden, the money that they thought they were going to spend does not come to you through the orders of prints. So, can't do a cost pricing if you're not going to base it on just your sitting fee. Because, okay, so let's say in a year, the first 6 months, what if you base it on getting X amount of dollars, which equals about 10 prints per client? So for the first half of the year, all of your clients order 5 prints or 6 prints, then what are you going to do? You're going to have your other clients in later in the year, you're going to ask them to buy 15 and 16 prints because that's how you make up your goal. There's no way to base a business on such a variable. You have to know that when you make a sale, it is a profitable sale. You can't make your sale and say, well, I'm losing my money on this shoot, but if they buy a print, then I will actually make some money. Don't base your business structure on print sales. If you do, every time you shoot, you're going to get a different result, and there's no way to base your income on these variable results. We talked about the cost pricing and real quickly the penetration pricing that people try all the time. It just does not work. Where you're coming into the market and you're like, well, I'm new, so I need to keep a low price. And no, you can't do that because first of all, you're not going to sell volume to make up for the discount in the price. And it's just not the way they go. It lowers the standards for the industry. So actually, you're doing more harm than good by starting at a lower price. The last one that I want to focus on is pricing by position, which is super important. If you're pricing and you're not sure where to go, you have to realize, how do I want to be perceived in the market? Okay, perception is huge. And this is one of those times where you have to realize the perception it's of your value that people pick up from your pricing. Think of Ferrari and then think of Ford. Okay? Totally different price points, totally different markets, totally different clientele. That's how you need to think of your business. Look at it this way. There is no way that somebody else has the exact talent and the exact equipment that you have. You need to understand that you are one of a kind. Being one of a kind, you have to price by position. Meaning, if I want to go after the middle market, you have to aim for the middle market price-wise. If you want to go for the high end, which I highly recommend, that's the market you need to go for. Once you decide on the market, what's funny is that will set the price point for your sitting fees. Once your sitting fees are set, your print price will reflect the quality that you deliver, meaning you can't charge $300 for your sitting fee, and $6.99 for your 8x10s, or $3 for your 4x6s. You can't do that. You need to have a price that reflects the market that you are going after. Not to say that you have to just blow it out of the park, but on the other hand, you do need to make it a respectable price so that they do not think you're selling them junk. Look at it this way. The market can be broken down into three groups. Okay, there's the premium, the middle market, and the budget price. You can decide which way you want to go. But for me, if you go after the premium market, you have the chance to have the middle market come up, try and meet you. And then you can look like a hero by giving, maybe if you need to, a discount here and there. And you look like the hero. You don't have to publish the discount. You just need to like work it out on a one-on-one. If you're in the budget range, say you're charging $1,500 for a wedding, you have no room to make any sort of discounts. I say go for the higher range. I've seen it done a million times. And this is the last part I wanted to cover. It's price skimming. It's very important. This is my argument. Part-time people are not 100% relied on the income they get from their photography business. So why do they need to price themselves in the lower part of the market, trying to get the people who are, for lack of better terms, pinching pennies and trying to make ends meet? I think if part-time people, once they have the skills, once they have the techniques in place and the delivery process in place, which anyone can do, they should go after the highest end of the market. Think about it. If you do not have to shoot every day of the week to make the money to cover your lease, the rent, and your insurance payments, etc., if this is just part-time for you, you can pick and choose what clients you want to work with. Why not work with the best clients? Why would you want to work with the middle market or the lowest end where it's a lot more headache for very little money? I think that part-time people should learn to cherry pick. They should price themselves high in the market. Again, once they have the skills to back that price point up. But if you do, you price yourself up there. And how would it feel to you if you shot maybe 5 or 6 clients a month? Instead of shooting 4 clients a week and still considering yourself part-time? I think that's where the money's at. It's been proven that the top end of the market has more money to spend, more discretionary funds. In this type of market, why not go after the top end? A byproduct of going after the top end is that the middle market sees you and they want you. And what does everyone want to do? They want part of what they can't have. So you will have people stepping up, pay your price. So I see it's a win-win for you because you get people who can either afford you or people who save the money to afford you. And you don't have to deal with people who can't pay you on time, who order one print in a total order, or just don't show up on time or have no respect for your skills, your art, in your business. Again, my name is Patrick Warnica. I hope this helps you out having a strong photography business, and I would love to hear your feedback to see if there's any other topics you'd like to cover. Thanks again.